pass away. That's why I prayed you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is afraid. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Way back for Calvary. That's why I prayed you. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, everywhere you hurt. Love will see you through and take the pain away. God shall provide you, eat it every day. So lift your head and say, Lord, I need you. I need you right away.
Well, I just thought I'd give you a little entertainment from my grandchildren. Well, hope you enjoyed that little break away from the norm and got you on the edge of your seat in anticipation for more. Well, more is to come. Hold on. Yes, more is to come. In fact, I decree and declare that the worst is over. And the best is yet to come. Hold on. Be strong. God bless you. Stay encouraged. And remember, God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, God will see you through and He will take the pain away. So whatever you're going through right now, whatever difficulties, stress, strain, anxiety, fear, worry, financial woes, just flat out sadness or depression, as I said earlier, whatever it is, God cares about you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, the psalmist wrote in Psalm 23. Why don't you take the time and read that psalm for yourself? And in fact, I think I'll just share that with you right now. Hold on just one second. Okay, I'm going to read to you first from Psalm 71. And this is what it says. May it bless your soul and may it become your own confession of faith and your prayer. Psalm 71. It says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Save me, the psalmist prays. Save me. Let that be your prayer as well. He goes on to write by way of the Holy Spirit, be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee I have been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. As I am a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and I will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. For I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who has done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again. Thou shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with a psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought into shame that seek my hurt. I read unto you Psalm 71 from the King James Version of the Bible. And with this psalm, as you go into that place where the psalmist was in his spirit and the trouble and the woe therein, where he cried unto God and he prayed and he decreed and he declared. Here is the point that I like to take home to you. Even when you're going through things, you have to, after you've poured out your complaint before God and told him all about it, you have to continue to decree and declare what the psalmist declared. I will hope continually in verse 14 and will yet praise thee more and more. There has to be a time when you, no matter what you're going through, the hurt, the pain, the suffering, the sorrow, the sadness, the sickness, the disease, the death, the dying, the sighing, the mourning, the grief, so much, so often, so repetitive, so without any relief, or so it seems. You have to yet praise God. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. If you don't believe it, just open up your window in the early morning of any given day, and even in the wintertime, and you'll hear birds praising God. You hear the tweeting of the birds. You'll hear the rustling of the trees where the squirrels are dancing and playing. You will hear the crickets. You will hear the activity in the land among those who are not humans. But all of God's creation praising God, for he is good. Praising God because he's merciful. Praising God because he sees, he knows, he cares, and he understands. And at the beginning of this episode, you heard the singing of a child, a four-year-old child, singing praises unto God. She was singing from her heart and her soul in a playful manner, and yet God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. I love you, Jesus, because you care for me way back on Calvary. Oh God, I praise you. I love you. I lift you up and I magnify your name, for you're worthy to be praised. God is worthy, and we need to trust him and praise him as never before. I know I told you I was going to read to you Psalms 23, and I will. I'll have to get back to that in the next episode, because I don't want to keep you too long. I know you have your dishes to wash. I know you have your dinner to prepare. I know you have your job to get to. I know you have your appointment that's a few minutes away. And I thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. And I'm just going to leave you with the very songs that my granddaughter sang at the very beginning. And I want those songs to just resonate in your hearing as you go through your day, for they are true. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, God will see you through. He'll take the pain away. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, God will see you through. He'll take the pain away. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. He will see you through, and he will take the pain away. When life gets hard and unbearable, remember those words and sing with me. I love you, Jesus. Lord, I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. More than anything, more than anything. Hold me in your arms. You're my shelter from the storm. When all my hope was gone, Lord, you were with me all along. I never knew a love like this before. All I know is, oh, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. Lord, I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. More than anything. Psalm 71, verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. That was Psalm 71, verses 1 and verse 3. Let those be your confessions of faith today as you go on your journey and do whatever it is you have to do. This is Elder Michelle saying, God bless you. May he strengthen you, help you, heal you, deliver you, and set you free, knowing that the love of Jesus, oh my God, it's so real, it's so awesome. And because of the power of that love, you are made whole today. Be blessed until we meet again. Amen and amen. I know the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And I know the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. Ooh, he maketh me to lie down in the pastures so lovely and green. And I know the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Amen. This is Elder Michelle. Hey, God bless you. Thought I'd go back a little bit and remember my mom and sing a little bit to you. She sang all the time, and wow, that song takes me back. Way back. Hopefully you can relate to it too. As I promised, I'm going to share with you Psalm 23. Psalm 23 is a psalm that I learned when I was a child, and I think many, many a person learned that psalm as a child. I grew up praying Psalm 23 and praying what we call the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. And so from the time that I was a child, I prayed those two. And sometimes not understanding all that I was praying, but as time went on, I came to understand it better by and by. The Word of God says, if you follow on to know the Lord, you will know him in a greater way. It also tells us that if you train up a child in the way that he or she should go, when he gets old, he will not depart from that way. And so knowing that, we must continue to teach and instruct and train our children up in righteousness, but not only train them, but set the example before them that they can look at and follow as they are growing up and enter into their adult years, making decisions about life, exercising wisdom and caution and faith as they do so. I can reflect back on my mother's life, and I honor my mom and the 93 years that she walked this earth because she set before me an example of holiness and righteous living that was irrefutable. She was a widow with six kids, and she raised them herself without any assistance of a man other than my dad, who passed away when I was just a young child. And so therefore, what I'm saying is that she really had no assistance for our upbringing. But her faith in God sustained us and sustained her. And when I say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, well, that means that whatever it is that you need or desire, there is nothing left unfulfilled, because your shepherd knows what the sheep needs and he provides those needs for the sheep. I know that there's a difference between wants and needs. God helps us to understand those differences as we mature in him, and what we want in life may not always coincide with what we need, but once our needs are supplied by God, we're not going to find ourselves wanting this and wanting that. Our wants are met as well. So he said, if you would delight yourself in him, he would give you the desires of your heart. So I would like to admonish you to just look to the Lord, all ye ends of the earth, and be saved. To call upon him while he's near. Let the righteous man call on him continually, and the unrighteous man, turn your back on that unrighteousness and turn your hearts towards God. who's righteous and who's unrighteous. You know your heart. God knows your heart. I'm not judging you. Judge yourself. And then you don't have to be judged. Amen. Let me go on to Psalm 23 because I'll get to talking and I don't want to keep you all day. I just want to give you something to inspire you, motivate you, encourage you, and give you the strength that you need for today's journey. I don't know what today may bring, but just a quick word of prayer. Father, whatever today may bring for my listener, I pray that you would infuse them with strength and faith, hope and courage to meet any challenge, to defeat any enemy, and to press on into that place in the kingdom of God that you have ordained for their life with victory, faith, and determination. This is my prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, Psalm 23, a psalm of David from the King James Version of the Bible. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." My granddaughter asked me, what does that mean, I shall not want? Well, I went on to explain that to her, and I kind of tapped into that a moment ago, but sometimes we want things that we don't need, and our shepherd knows what we need, and so he supplies every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And therefore, we don't have to want for anything because God has already supplied that it is that we need. Okay, I'm going to try to get through this psalm without stopping and without saying a whole lot. I might say more after I've read it, but forgive me if I interject some thoughts as the Lord brings them to me. I'm going to start again. Verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." That sounds so good. Yeah. "He leadeth me beside the still waters, peaceful, calm." Praise God. "He restoreth my soul." Restoration to the soul. Doesn't that sound delightful? Ooh, refreshing your mind. And okay, let me go on. "He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Yes, "for thou art with me." "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Comforting the Holy Spirit, the Comforter has come. God sent him into this earth realm to comfort his people. "Comfort ye, comfort ye, comfort ye my people," saith the prophet Isaiah. "Thou prepare the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." Verse 6. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. That was Psalm 23. It's a psalm that all of us know, I'm sure, or have heard about, I'm sure. And it was penned by David, the shepherd boy, the king of Israel, the man that God refers to as a man after the heart, the very heart of God. David, the adulterer, forgive me. David, the murderer. Yes, the same David. David, the shepherd boy. David, the Goliath slayer. You can call David whatever you want to call him. But God called him a man after his own heart. He had the heart of God. Even though in his humanity, he did things that were evil or ungodly or even wicked and sinful. But David knew God. And when you know God for yourself, you can talk about him. You can write about him. You can sing about him. You can call him your shepherd, your redeemer, your deliverer. You can call him the fortress of your life. You know him in those dynamics because you've gone through all of those things where you've cried out to him for help, for strength, for deliverance, for forgiveness, according to Psalm 51, where David prayed, "Oh God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Blot out my transgressions. Forgive me for all of my sins. Renew a heart in me that's right and a spirit that's right, because I've sinned against thee and thee only." David knew God to be a forgiving God. He knew a God to be a God who restored. He knew a God to be a healer and a provider and a shepherd. And in Psalm 23, he writes about that shepherd. And he says to him, he says of him, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul." Have you ever been in a place where you just needed your shepherd to just lead you to a place where you can just graze and dine and be fed and be nurtured and be watched over and taken care of, to a place where your soul can be refreshed and restored, renewed and revived? That's what the shepherd does for his sheep. And this is what the psalmist is talking about in Psalm 23. Have you ever needed God to just lead you in the way that he wanted you to go, because you were just tired of meandering and wandering in the wilderness, trying to find your own path? And everywhere you go, it seems like you just bump your head and you just can't get to where it is you're trying to go. You pray the psalmist's prayer, "He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." You are his child. You are the sheep of his pasture. And he desires to lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, because we want his kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you have a personal and intimate relationship with your shepherd. And as such, your shepherd wants to, desires to, and will lead you if you trust him. Don't be hard-headed. Don't be stubborn. Don't have a goat spirit and just wander off in a direction that the Lord is not leading you. But be like that lamb, that sheep, that can easily be led by the shepherd, will keep its eyes on the shepherd, will follow the shepherd's leading. Because the place that he wants to take you to, you could never find on your own. And the things that he's protecting you from, you could never defeat on your own. It's important to follow the leader. Follow the leader. We played that game as children. It has a significance in the spirit realm. Well, it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley, through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." We are certainly walking through some valley days right now. We're in the middle of a pandemic. You wonder, should I go here? Should I go there? Should I do this? Should I do that? The shadow of death lingers overhead. Every day in the news, hundreds of thousands of people are being infected with this horrific virus and are dying from it every single day. and you wonder, should I go here? Should I do that? Is it safe to do this, that, or the other? Your shepherd will lead you. And even though you walk through this valley, you do not have to be afraid, for God is with you. You shall fear no evil, for God is with you. Your shepherd is with you. He's with you. And as you trust him in this hour, he will keep you in the midst of the storm. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepareth a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You know, you need to begin to decree and declare what the Word of God says. We know that trouble is in the land, but we need to decree and declare that goodness and mercy are going to follow us all the days of our life, that the Lord is with us. Goodness and mercy following us, our shepherd leading us. So if the shepherd, our shepherd, the shepherd that David the psalmist speaks about is leading us, and goodness and mercy are following us, what in the world can come against us? Our head is covered, our back is covered. The Lord is leading us. His angels are surrounding us. His blood is covering us. What else do we need for peace and safety? We have it all. But we have to decree it, declare it. And even in Ephesians, it says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And having done all to stand, you can keep on standing because your loins are girt about with truth and you have the feet of God. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You walk in victory and not in defeat. And so therefore you are triumphant and even greater than that. For the Word of God says we're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us. Okay, you're getting me excited here. So let me calm down a little bit. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm going to live with God forever. I'm going to reign and rule with him forever. My God, what an awesome thought to embrace as I go through my day, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. That God will avenge me of my adversaries, that he will give me back everything that I've lost, that has been stolen, that the canker worm has eaten up and the palmer worm has destroyed. God, you will do it for your people. What an awesome thought, shepherd. What an awesome thought that our God loves us so, that he will watch over us and care for us and anoint us with oil and restore our souls and lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. What an awesome thought that we're cared for, that we're loved, that we're protected. That when we're injured, our shepherd will pick us up and lay us across his shoulder and comfort us until we're better, until we're healed, until we're able to get up and go along, get up and run again. People of God, wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether you're in the Middle Eastern countries, whether you're in Africa, Asia, Europe, whether you're in the United States, in the Philippines, Mexico, Canada, wherever you may be listening right now, I pray that you would get to know the shepherd of Psalm 23. Jesus cares for you. He loves you. He's the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundations of the world. He was the accepted sacrifice whose blood was shed for the remission of your sins. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And Jesus said of himself, I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. Do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ, God's Son? Have you heard him? Have you heard his voice through the Word of God? Have you seen him for yourself as you've read the scriptures, as you've listened to the Word of God? If you have not, I want to admonish you, encourage you, challenge you to see him for yourself. To read that Psalm 23 over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, asking God to reveal himself to you through that word and to anoint you with oil, to spread a table before you in the presence of your enemies, and to let your cup run over, your spirit just be so full of God that you have to open up your mouth and tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. People, I tell you today, you can get to know him like that in a very real and a very intimate way. Intimacy. That's something you share with no other, and that only you and that person have that connection like that. Intimate. Where you can share everything that's in your heart and everything that's in you. God wants that kind of relationship with you. Do you know him in an intimate and real way? If you don't, I just want to lead you in a word of prayer. If you pray this prayer today, this hour, and even right now, you'll get to know Jesus in a personal and real way. And you too will be able to pray and say what Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Pray with me. Say, O God, creator of all the ends of the earth, creator of all life, I ask you to come into my heart in a personal and real way. I want to feel your presence. I want to understand your word, and I want you to reveal yourself to me in an intimate and real way. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, and I want Jesus to come into my heart and live there as my Savior. I want you, Lord, to be my shepherd. Amen. Amen. If you pray that prayer or anything similar, repenting of your sins and inviting Creator God to come into your heart, you are saved because Jesus died for you. And I'm praying for you that this moment, this hour, and this day, your life will be transformed and you will begin to speak words of life to people all around you, telling them what Jesus has done for you. Well, my time is up. And this is Elder Michelle saying, I know the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go because I need to sing that song and glorify God and just let him bless my soul. I want you to check the podcast and find a way to leave me a message. I want to hear from you. If you're out there, I want you to say something. Say hi. Say something. And also, if you have a prayer request, if you put that in, I'll be glad to pray for you. This is Elder Michelle saying goodbye for now. And remember, Jesus loves you. I love you. And the worst is over. The best is yet to come. God bless. He's my shepherd, and I shall not want. And I know the Lord. He's my shepherd, and I shall not want. I shall not want. Only maketh me lie down in green pastures, and I shall not want. And he leadeth me beside the still waters, and I shall not want. Yeah. I know the Lord. He's my shepherd, and I shall not want. Mm-hmm.